Okay, I'm going to start the program any moment soon, as soon as I find out. Now, meanwhile, you can listen to the other program that is being featured on the Uterus stream. It's about sustainability, which I don't know what it means. It means keeping assholes like this alive.
Here's an interesting thing. On Wikipedia, 500 people account for 50% of the edits, which is just 0.5% of the population.
Ooh, you're right? So interesting. I'm so glad you're featured on Uterus stream.
0.75% of the
wow,
edits.
Wow, you did a PowerPoint.
Which is 75%.
Can I eat your ass out?
A core
wow, and your hair looks so good.
The
love the way you
all
hid
where
that
the
collar.
Mass majority of people are just reading. They're
love
largely
the
free writing, although creating incentives for people to
love
write.
Love your vagina. Hello? What happened? Hello? Oh, he went away, thank God. He's buffering. I don't know who the fuck he is. He's some fucking douchebag.
Some people might add a one-click dig action. Some people might tag.
Sorry, I'm trying to
fix my computer. Some people might comment. They might subscribe.
Okay.
And the point is that there's multiple levels
of engagement.
The power
law of participation. It's a law. God, this is like
Oprah. And the other thing is you want to set expectations that not everybody, let's say in the social network you're just launching, not everybody's going to be actively engaged. It's going to be at the core of the community.
Not everybody's
going to
be good-looking. Some people are going to be ugly like me.
The important thing is focus first on building that core of a community. People who are collaborating to generate intelligence.
82 viewers, this douche. What, forum for women, entrepreneurs, and douchebags. Seriously. And executives, rather. Hello. All right, we're shutting her off. She's a cunt. I hate her out. All right. Let's see. Who it belonged to. Oh, I hope I'm not... Uh-oh, I think my video quality is too high. Why didn't anyone tell me? Turn the video down all the way. That's better. Much better. Audio up. What's that noise? Hello? I thought I heard a telephone ring. Hey, baby, I'm the telephone man. You can... How dare you? I actually watched this dress last week. So, get over yourselves, whores. I watched it. Shut up, Vera. Vera is a cunt. There's nobody that knows how to get on my last lesbian nerve more than Vera Markowski. I mean Vera Charles. Sorry. Freudian slip. Okay, now all you people that are there with the Ustream numbers, please give yourself names so I know who I'm talking to. We have a very interactive program here. It's about sustainability of vaginas. Now, let me get the program started, and then we're going to talk about a certain listen turd's penile yeast.
Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly. Please treat them kindly, but firmly. Treat them with respect. And some surgical lubricating jelly. Some men worry when they notice that the erect penis has this sort of angle to it. This is perfectly normal. Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly. The sexual attraction is normal, but you have to control it.
Sorry. I'm trying to new special effects again, and these aren't very well.
He is not able to produce sperm cells, and in that way will not be able to have any children. But he's a perfectly normal male. A boy should be assured early in life that it's normal for him to have a penis.
Please don't make fun of him at this time.
Please don't add to his trouble. Please remove it with a piece of cotton. Please don't add to his troubles. Some men worry when they notice that the one testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
All around the whole world, that little chair will force your ass.
Chair will die to our snow.
Against the chronometer. $2.99
for a play to scream.
$2.99, fix the wreck. That's the way.
Hello. All right. Listen, cunts. Chris Weagle isn't here, so I don't have an operator. Let's see. Let me turn the sensor off. Don't say twat, because you will get kicked off, seriously. And it's not my fault. It doesn't... It's sensor off. Okay. Someone say a dirty word. Fuck. 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 Don't. Oh, my God. Brian said twat and he didn't get kicked off. Or did he? Someone said the N-word. This is like romper room. And we have a cunt and oops. Who said twat? Torero. He's gone now, isn't he? Torero, you said twat. You have Tourette syndrome. Yep, he's gone. Oh, no, he's still there. How did you get away with it? Maybe it's because you had an exclamation point. Try saying twat without the exclamation point. There's no turning off and on. You really do get kicked out. You get banned for it. At least you did the other day. Yep, he's gone now. Yep. Vera, say twat. Oh, my clitoris. Doris, the clitoris. I need to make a transaction with my vagina. All right. Brian, are you able to... can you come as a... can you co-host? Where's this thing? Clintoris, thank you. Thank you. We needed that. Needed my catchphrase repeated. Let me tell him Twitter. Let me put it on the Twitter that I'm on now. See if that adds me anyone. I don't know if that works or not. I always forget to Twitter it. Brian, I can't log back in for that day when you do too. What? What does that mean? Oh, right. You know what? I typed twat that day and I couldn't log in and it's my own fucking show. I couldn't get on there. Seriously. All right. Now, so I just Twittered it. Let's see if the audience numbers change, or numeros, as the Spanish says. What do you need me to do, Madge? Well, I need you to open your asshole and take a scooper and yeast out. Hold on. Okay, I'm pressing launch co-host, invite viewers. Now you, Brian, have to do something, and I don't know what it is. So do it. Oh. Hello. Hello. Who wants to co-host? Should I get my oxygen tank? It's kind of an old joke now. Okay, well, oh, there's Brian's show preview. Okay. I don't see his face, but it's just a preview. Hopefully I will if he has a cam. Push on air. I still don't. Hello, are you there? Hello? Excuse me? Hello, I don't hear nothing. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, I hear you
now.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, but I don't see you. Do you have a face? Do you have a face? Do you have a camera?
Yeah, I have a built-in iMac.
And the webcam, is the light down? Is the light for the webcam on? Does it show that it's on? Oh, it says audio only.
No.
It says audio only. Why does it say audio only? Huh?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Trying.
Try hard, Dan. Twak. Now that's better. How did you get back on? Oh, Torero said his router, he has a dynamic IP. I have dynamic IPs now, too. My poverty is so looming that I had to take down my broadband speed, and now I only have half the upload speed that I used to, so I don't know. That may affect the showgram. However, I am seriously accepting donations to this program in big dollars. I need it. Rishi@hotmail.com via PayPal. I don't need any of your bullshit presents.
It's not accepting me, Madge.
But I hear you. What do you mean it's not accepting you? It's not accepting what?
Not the video.
Does it say any error messages? I'm just curious.
Mm-mm. No, it just doesn't show it. It gives me three options.
Okay, what are they?
And none of them work.
What are the three options?
DV video, IIDC, FireWire video.
What kind of... you have an iMac? What kind
of...
does it have the built-in iPsych?
Mm-hmm.
And it does, none of the options say USB audio?
Oh, yeah, wait. USB...
audio. Uh-huh. That's
video
the one.
Class.
That's the one you went. Oh, my goodness, Jeffrey Taylor's on. Jeffrey Taylor. You can come on, too. I know you have an IMAX, Jeffrey. You can come on. You can co-host. You can just... oh, my God, I think I'm going to fark. It sounds very... There's Adam Curry's conscience is on here. I think that... is that a friend of Andavira's conscience? If I had to spend a day with either one of those consciences, I think it'd have to be Vera's. And Vera, when is your cunt juice free to pee on this pogrom? Huh? I'm farting. You're fired. Hilarious. He can't fire me. He said so. He's not my boss. I don't have a boss. I'm a shareholder. Brian, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
No luck?
It's not working.
All right, well, I still hear you anyway, and I don't have to use Skype, so maybe this is the solution to that whole Skype nonsense. Mm-hmm. $2.99 for a plate of shrimp. $2.99 fills my rec.
I re-listened to that show I was on. You could hear me at TJ Maxx.
What? TJ Maxx?
Looking at fat women.
Ta-da-na-na-na-na-na. What are you talking about, TJ Maxx? You were at TJ Maxx when I called you on this program?
Yeah.
Seriously? You get the max for the minimum, TJ Maxx. I'm going to switch to my wireless. Tell me if you still hear me. Do you still hear me? I'm on my wireless. Hello? It's Madge Weinstein, Jeffrey Taylor. It's Madge Weinstein. Oh, my God, is that Wanda Wisdom turd? Wanda and Ms. Taylor, we have a star-studded cast. Hey, Prolapse Wisdom, can you, and Jeffrey Taylor, can you both respond to my co-host requests? I have put a co-host request out, and then, who cares? Just figure it out. You can also Skype me. It's all working today. You can Skype me, Madge Weinstein, lesbian version, whatever. We can have a free-for-all, because I have no agenda. I'd rather... Well, Skype me, Jeffrey Taylor, then. I don't care. Oh, there's Wanda. Wanda's coming in on the video. Let's hope the video works for her. For him, her it. Except, show preview, push on air. I don't see Wanda's picture neither. Wanda? Wanda? Wisdom?
John, I can just hear you sneeze.
This is great. And Cheryl, too. All right. None of this is working. Oh, well. Brian, what about your penile yeast? What's this that's going on with you? You have a penis infection? Seriously. What's going on with your dick?
Athlete's foot.
Went to your dick?
That then, apparently when you put your underwear on, yeah.
You put your underwear on your feet? And then on your dick?
Right.
Hello.
Is that Wanda? I hear her. Did somebody say hello?
Yeah.
Wanda, what are you doing? I don't see you. I hear you.
I'm diddling my beans.
Oh, don't make me wet now at this early hour. Listen, somebody says, I hear a retard. Aunt B. Arthur says, I hear a retard. That's not nice, is it, Wanda?
Maybe Cheryl.
I'm not retarded.
Listen. Brian was just telling us how he has penile yeast, Wanda. What do you think about that? He put his underwear on his foot and then his... Why do you have underwear on your feet, Brian?
That's how you put them on.
That? Why you gotta be doing that? Do you not wash your feet? Do you have planet's warts?
Well, right. Yep. That's what it is.
No, seriously. So what are the symptoms of your foot disease? That's on your penis.
Well,
who's got a foot disease?
It starts as a little tiny dot, and then
How is there echo? I don't have any echo here. What echo? I'm sorry. Just answer the question.
I don't hear an echo.
Okay, well, Andy Vera is stupid, so we have to deal with this. Echo here, echo here. There is an echo. Like, what kind of echo?
Not you, Madge, but me and everybody else.
How could that be? Reality. Can you Skype me?
I don't hear an echo.
Wanda, can you Skype me? Wanda!
Yeah, hold on. I got to put on my headphones.
Okay. The iTunes people. Wait a second.
It's not that, Carino.
Jesus Christ. Brian, can you Skype me?
No. Sorry.
That sucks.
Blah.
All right. Well, Brian, just sum up your penile yeast.
I didn't have my headphones on.
Sum up your yeast. Oh. Cheryl says Brian needs to have his headphones on. Are you listening on the speakers?
I do.
Okay, then just finish up your
headphones.
Please finish up your penis story so that I can move on to Skype with these whores.
Just put your socks on before your underwear. You're all good to go.
And what does this look like? And your penis?
a circle that continues to get bigger and bigger.
A circle? Like a? Are you sure that's not syphilis? Mm-hmm.
Like ringworm?
No,
it's... Is it like the ringworm?
That's kind of what it looks like. Yes, Wanda.
Okay. Jeffrey, the reason why the why there's so much buffering is because I had to... my cable bill was too high, so I had to make it in half, so I have half the bandwith going up. I don't know if that's why. All right, Wanda.
Seriously, Cheryl? I've heard your show. You're going to give me quality control?
Goodbye, Brian and Wanda. I'll see Wanda on Skype. Okay.
Bye, Madge.
Hold down. Let me get rid of these peoples. All right. Is that better? Anyone? Is that better for you? Cunts? $2.99 for a plate of shrimp is the no echoing. Okay, now let's look for Wanda on the Skype. She's dirty, she's a whore, and I don't see her on here. Wanda. So there's two Wanda Wisdoms. I don't know which one she's on. Golden Valley or Minneapolis? Let's try them both. Lavender, there she is. There's the turd of one. The one turd.
Hello.
Well, hello, Wanda Wisdom. How is you today? Long time no program.
I know. It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Now, what do you think about this penis yeast that my previous call I had? Were you able to get any of that, make any of that out?
No, but I think, yeast from the penis in cookery is the wave of the future.
Can you bake with it? Seriously?
I don't know. You would think that, you know, in terms of yeast, somebody could culture some from your vagina. And
okay.
Could you really bake bread, do you think? Is it that kind of yeast?
I don't know. Isn't yeast yeast? I mean, I know there's a million varieties, but isn't yeast just yeast?
Yeast isn't always yeast, as George O'Keefe once said.
George O'Keefe did not say that. Did she?
Sometimes yeast isn't a yeast.
I don't know. If Cheryl gets mad at me, this is your idea. Because she's on the she's on the check, so she talk. I have no room for her, unless that's an imposter.
Crotchberry muffins, I like that idea.
She's going to kill me.
Are you low carb now, Matt?
No. I don't have no diet. Hello?
Low-carb.
Cheryl?
Low-carb.
How come you're not working today?
Well, I'm supposed to be working, but you know how sometimes things can get out of hand, and then you just throw lips, and then you do a next in line, please.
Next in line,
please. And then they fire you because you're black.
Hold on, let me get a next in line, please, going on the program, and I'll be right. I'm Cheryl, you are the reigning expert on disgusting things, mainly yourself.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know, what can you make bread with penile yeast, i.e. the kind that Brian Radoyliak has on his penis?
Penile.
Yeah, hold on.
Next line, please.
It's over. You can shut up.
Neck.
Now,
is that like big fat neck? Neck fat?
Did you have time to think about your answer, Tribal?
About my whom?
I want to know if you can bake with the penis yeast. Penis. Penis.
Oh,
yeast.
You want to play pinochle?
Peniscle.
Oh, I don't like that game.
What about cheese?
Cheese?
Cheese curds.
Could you, you know, culture something? I want to know this. Some of you know there's some sick fucker out there that has done that.
I
want to
know.
You want to see what I have in my vagina, Wanda and Cheryl?
You got gold in there.
It's my transmitter.
Let me see.
It's my transmitter. I got it up my cooch. It's
tramming.
It's up my vagina like a tampon.
Oh, my God. I saw skin.
Uh-oh.
That's, I saw belly skin.
I got it back in my ginard.
That is very, very nouveau.
Did you hear the thing that I posted on the Twitters, the preview of a little bit of a clip for my next program.
No, but I saw that you posted on a video of that nice black lady having diarrhea.
All I've got to say is, am I going to get some residuals out of that one, Shereels?
Why? What did she do?
Do we want to expose that?
Was that you?
I exposed it. I want. Well, see, nobody
she's not talking about.
Was that a Freud?
What are you talking about?
Was that a Freud?
I think it was. It was a Freudian slip. I was talking about the bathroom lingering effect.
Movements at this time, and this too is perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
Real.
Sudden fright. About.
Tight undergarments.
Real.
Prolonged bicycle horseback riding.
Why did you explain to her what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I think you would really enjoy this, Madge. You know how sometimes people in the orifice setting like to send out passive-aggressive email?
In what setting? Oh, orifices. Yes, I used to work with a Chinese woman whose ankles
cracked. I know. Okay, so imagine one day you get this email sent across the electronic transom of your computer, and it says, if you have to go poop, should I read it?
Yes.
Shereels?
Yeah, no, you should just play it.
How can I play it? Send it to me. Blue-le-ho.
Look
at how I can do my
link on my Twitter, you asshole.
Look, this is a video-enhanced blah-ho, look. Are you watching? Blah-le-ho.
Blah-ho.
Blah-le-ho.
You know what I have to say, though, is anytime you have to use the word defecate in an email, you really just don't need to send that email.
Okay, Connie, send it to me.
Okay.
It's on my fucking Twitter, you asshole.
Oh, it's on your Twitter, horse? Oh, I look at... You know, Twitter's important. I look at it all the time.
I know, me too.
It's,
me too.
You know what it is? It's meaningful.
It is.
Like the rest of life. Wanda, how's your work going there at the Laventer?
It's very gay, and we just had a fisting earlier, a fisting meeting.
Do you work with any gorgeous people that you want to have sex with?
A couple.
Do you ever have sex with them?
No, we try to keep that to a minimum.
Let's see.
Because of the current scourge of syphilis in our community.
When a slim girl loves salsa?
What?
How far back is it on your Twitter? I don't see it, you whore.
God
damn it.
I can send you the email if you want.
Can you just send me the twit? On the Skype, just send me the twit link or something.
Just
send me
put it in the chat room.
What chat room? Check me off?
There you go. She put it in the chat room.
All right, I'm going to check off. Here we go. I'm going to play it now, so shut the Christ up, you two. Listen to the simulcast.
This is real.
A very special message brought to you by Cheryl Murkowski and that Eric. Upstairs bathroom.
You can't hear it, though.
A couple of items. Number one, please, if you are going to defecate, please use one of the basement bathrooms. It is not fair to those of us who sit over here to have to endure your lingering effects. Accidents happen at times. When those times occur, please leave the fan on in the bathroom when you leave.
Okay, hold on. Wanda, Cheryl, will you please explain technology to Wayne?
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry, retarded. Go ahead.
Dumb bitch, you're ruining it. Okay, I'm rewinding a little bit.
You are going to defecate. Please use one of the basement bathrooms. It is not fair to those of us who sit over here to have to endure your lingering effects. Accidents happen at times. When those times occur, please leave the fan on in the bathroom when you leave. Number two. If you have to defecate in the upstairs bathroom, stay in there to make sure you have fully flushed. Lately, like a few minutes ago, most of your droppings are still left in the commode. Number three, upstairs bathroom door. The carpet no longer holds the door open. It may for a minute or two, but vibrations of cars going by and people walking around the office close the door. When you open the door, please make sure the door latches into the door latch. Thank you, anonymous woman in the oral face.
Sudden fright. Tight undergarments. Prolonged bicycle or horseback riding.
Cause
an erection.
If you've got two boobs, they will prevent you from walking if they're completely next to each other, and they're perfectly normal.
Okay, you two PNs, that stands for perfectly normals, where did you get that from?
I don't want to say for fear that, let's just say, you know.
Please treat her kindly.
Who sent that email to whom? Did you send that email to somebody, Wanda?
I received that email.
Oh, my God, because you made Wanda a stinkle duty. And was it just to you or was it to everybody in the
country? No, it was sent to everyone, basically.
She's Skypey. You're Skypey. It's, hello?
Is that better?
So much.
So that was sent to the entire staff.
From whom? From whom?
Moonscape.
Like, I'm going to say that. It was somebody.
God damn it. Wanda, you're Skyping out. Do you? Are somebody downloading? And Cheryl,
one of her coworkers is probably on the gay.com chatting.
Prawn is right. Chatting don't take that much. Listen, Cheryl, how come your vowels get longer every time I hear you? Do you have a problem with your vowels? Maybe you need a colonoscopy.
What do you do, like?
Also, Cheryl, I've noticed something else. You're ugly.
What?
You're ugly, I said. Ugly. Ugly and mean. Mean,
get
mean,
out
mean.
Of the house. You
don't call me. I'm a dick. I'm a dick. Don't be calling me a dick. I'm diddling. I got my finger up a kid. Don't call me here. Fuck you.
Steak dinner all over your face.
Excuse me? What'd that be? What'd that be?
$2.99.
At least I have a face. I don't be having to hide my face because I is so ugly on the internet, like you. I'm pretty.
Yeah, you know you're ugly if you have to hide your face on the internet.
People like my face.
They do.
I got a face for vlogging.
Hey, Madge, do you guys like Lunel?
Who's
she? Excuse me.
Lunel.
Lunesta?
No, Lunel. She's a comedian. She's a strong black woman.
I don't know who she is.
She, here, I'll send you a link. She is my new favorite.
Gardle.
Why don't you try to call her back?
Wanda, I'm going to hang up and call you right back. Meanwhile, turn off the prawn. Dirty whore. Cheryl, how do you do that? Wanda, can you hang up for me? Because I don't know how to hang up on this thing. There. Okay.
Green.
Okay, Cheryl?
Sure.
You're ugly.
Hi, Ned. You're so sweet.
Is that better?
Much
how
better.
I'm going out.
So have you heard of Lunel?
You just asked us that, and I said, no, I ain't heard of no Lunel.
Okay, so...
Is she the one that talks about having diarrhea on the floor from her medication?
I don't know, but she probably would. Okay. There's a link to her pussy slapping.
Okay,
makes
should,
you
I
laugh.
Should I play it, or are you going to talk over it like you did with the duty?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hold on, I'm playing it now. Coming on.
And I went to the side of the tub, and I hiked my foot up on the side of the tub. Oh, I ran me some bath water. I took that in there, and I sprinkled it in my hand. I slapped it on the pussy. Slap. I don't know how far back y'all pussy go. My pussy go way back here. So I was just slap. I waited for 5 minutes.
It's a video. Right? They showed a visual. Hang on. Okay, I have to explain this. visual, because while she said that, she's in a nursing home, and they just did a cutaway to the nursing home audience, and they're just sitting there. Hence the sounds.
Bing! 5 minutes. Okay, I got in the tub, and I raised a motherfucker. Beep, 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 beep. Clean as a baby's ass, y'all. It was a beautiful thing. Oh, we fucking sucked and skeeted and squirted all over the place. That motherfucker's face looked like a warm glazed Krispy Kreme donut. I tell you, it was fabulous. It was wonderful. It was a beautiful thing for about 2 weeks. The hair started to grow back. Now, I don't know how many of you ladies have ever poured kerosene on your pussy and set it on fire before, but there was a burning and an itching sensation, y'all, that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. I mean, I couldn't scratch my pussy hard enough. I had credit cards,
can you see
hairbrushes.
This?
Ooh.
Hairbrushes are good for your pussy.
Oh, my.
They feel good.
Oh, my God. I will never do that shit again for no motherfucker, not as long as I live. I don't care if my pussy look like you. Thank you.
That's great, Wanda. I love that.
Lewis Neal.
I put that in my favorite.
I believe that that was one of my favorites on the image. The whatever you call it, tube.
Good for you, Cheryl. It's not like you're the one that made it.
I take full credit.
I like this movie. Oh, my God, my microphone transmitter came out of my vagina again. Maybe okay. I got to put it up my ass. Don't look.
And there's a lot of, if you just Google, or not Google, but if you just search for Lunail on YouTube, you'll find all sorts of laughter-inducing moments.
What about shitting video? Do she shit on her show?
No, but she should.
Do she?
Because you ain't a strong black woman unless you crap it on yourself.
Now, is she an Obama supporter or a Hillary? That's what I want to know, because I don't think he needs to be associated with the likes of her. Clitter S.
Yeah, I don't know if she's sufficiently angry enough to be a supporter of Obama.
Hello.
You gotta be angry.
The check room is talking about yeast.
Bulls. Can you say bulls, Cheryl?
Bulls.
Clolips.
It's right. Balls 3.0. It's like whoa, 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 whoa.
Cheryl is very, very horrible. Hold on a sex counter. I need to play a ferric. You know what? I'm going to turn on since I've got two mics here, I'm going to turn one on the cunt and one on the face. Okay, can you hear my... This is the face.
Really six of one and this half is of the cunt. The other.
What'd you say? Now look, listen. Back butt. Oh, girl! And you still get my reaction immediately. I don't have to swing up.
That sounded like the sound effect on the Mac to like increase the volume.
It ain't. You accusing me of fraud, bitch? Bitch! I'm going to get on the floor a little.
Brain scrying.
Oh, yeah. Hello, can you hear me and see me still?
Yeah,
that's your prayer, Matt?
Yeah. My goddess ritual, Matt.
Are you facing...
yeast.
Cincinnati.
Facing yeast. Trotsky, come here. So what up with you two, huh, Nace? What up?
I don't know. We need to go to Chicago.
Well, Julia, I thought you were coming in March, but guess what? March is over on Monday.
I know. It's tragic.
Cheryl was busy getting her ass punch fucked.
Where is Cheryl? I don't hear her.
She there.
Hello.
She's baiting. Cheryl, you baiting?
Whom?
Bacon?
Baiting.
Barbecue.
Baiting. Making baiting.
Barbecue.
Please don't be racist on my pogrom. I really appreciate
it. Is that some sort of bestiality ritual?
Yes. For those who care to. For those who care to join us.
We have the bestiality ritual at the end of.
Can you imagine? Like, I just think that a exercise video is in order. So when I do come to Chicago with the reels, we need to put her in a wheelchair, and you and I could do a exercise program.
Well, I also have a wig. I've got a great cousin.
Madge, when are you going to fucking do your half bleed video? It was stuck in my head all evening, and I had no video to show the person I was hanging out with.
When are you going to come over here and shoot it? I can't. I'm not going to shoot myself.
Why?
Don't care.
Don't
care. Don't care. There's no discussion. Too partied out to even prolapse.
Okay. Kind of like the, there was a Debbie Reynolds video, exercise video, and what was that fatty's name? The fatty old actress.
You?
No, not the old Wanda. Shelley Winters.
Oh, I loved her. She was extremely obese in the Poseidon.
Stop it now, Reels.
You know, I've got this video from one of David's, because David did a show called Poseidon the Musical, and I've got the video of it, and he did it. There's a song where Shelley Winters sings a song called Underwater, I'm a Very Pretty Lady. The actress, you know, it was very cheap, so it's a performance, and the way they made her swim was they put her on this, like, cart, like a nursing cart with wheels, with a drape over it that was blue, so it looked like she's floating on the water, but during one of the performances, the cart actually broke and she fell off. Hello.
Was she a big girl?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course. It's Stella Winters.
Hey, so have they opened the your new
Lips.
Death clinic, or no, what do you call it? The alcohol, drug. You guys were opening a new center, weren't you?
It's been open for like 6 months. Yeah. In fact, I have to be there in less than an hour because there's a dual diagnosis of Weight Watchers and hair lip meeting that I have to attend to.
I saw a very nice looking hair lip on a porno yesterday. I thought, he really transcended his difficulties.
Link, please.
I had a friend of mine tell me Friday, he was like judging people because we have this one friend who goes to like third world countries and Hungary, that's not the third world, but he goes to countries where, you know, the age of consent is like 13 and he has sex with these children. Sorry, Cheryl, I hate to interest you.
Well, what country?
This is Hungary, I believe.
Cheryl Spania.
And then I was telling him about this mutual friend of ours who did this gangbang AIDS bareback porno for real. And he's like, oh, everybody does that. Please don't stigmatize him. Like, oh, okay, so it's okay to give AIDS to 20 people as long as they're over 21.
Yeah, what is that? I don't know. Do we understand the cultural significance of...
I don't know if there is any. I think people just like to have sex. And they don't like condoms because they don't feel good. That's my assessment. But that's coming from...
You know, it's very true because virgin. With a condom, you cannot cram your penis, hole, your pisslet with poop, and therefore, when you are finished,
get an STD.
Out the stream of poop and put it on a cookie sheet, bake it, and then come up the little stream of poop.
Somebody gave me the analogy the other day of it's kind of like putting a marshmallow in a piggy bank.
What's that analogy to?
Sticking a large penis in a behind, I don't know, that analogy made me laugh.
That doesn't make sense.
It kind of does. But listen.
You know, when it's soft, I guess that would be like when you're not all that hard and you're trying to stick it in and it ain't quite going in.
Well, you know,
there's
a lot of things that people just don't talk about with respect to AIDS because they're so busy being politically correct. One of them is the fact that people don't talk about...
Often I cannot get my clitoris hard enough to stuff it in someone's anus.
Well, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
but also the fact that, you know, there is a difference in sensation with the condom. And, you know, and that just talking about it and acknowledging that doesn't mean that you're going to have unsafe sex. Au contraire. Au contraire, I think it can help the situation by discussing it.
Well, yeah, you just have to be honest about it. I mean,
sure.
Oh, and Cheryl, your mother smells.
Really? Like what?
Cunt.
Oh. Well, I should hope so.
I don't know, though. Do most people cut? Because, you know, okay, so the sensation doesn't feel that good, but, you know, like. Oh.
Somebody just sent me a message on Skype. Your show is so amazing, it has impacted me greatly. Well, I'm impacted too. That's why I got this roids. Cheryl, I need some advice because I do have a mini prolapse. I've got a roid that just won't quit.
Oh, that's Wanda. She knows all about that because it's kind of like when she pushes out the grapes from her anus.
Oh.
The grape thing, or hemorrhoids.
I ain't got no grapes hanging out of my anus.
Honest to God, I had hemorrhoids so bad yesterday that I had to shove an ice cube up my asshole and it went completely, totally numb.
Don't you have the insurance with the pod shoe?
I haven't been to the doctor. I got to call Dr. Radoliak.
You can get them singed off, I think, can't you? Or chewed off by a couple of rats.
Honey, I don't... My attitude towards medicine is, unless it's extremely serious, just ignore it and it'll go away.
Oh. Well,
it works for prolapse, even. But Cheryl, I wanted to know, with your experience from prolapse, what should I do with my... with my butt lit. I feel like I have a mouth, an anus that talks. It reminds me of you,
actually.
You know,
my favorite thing was when you're doing that video, or your friend was doing that video with the green screen, and Trotsky kept going in the background, and, you know, it looked like he was on this prairie, and then all of a sudden he would disappear into the prairie. You should make a vagina exactly where the green screen kind of parts. And then he can go in so at the lips.
But see, there wasn't any... Okay, I'll do it. But
that's
listen,
very
Cheryl,
Pedro Elmo.
Maybe make his lipstick go in so at the lips.
But Cheryl, what I didn't show you is that when I did... when my friend did Eclectic News Brief... Not friend, enemy. We did Eclectic News Brief number 46, the most recent one, which I haven't posted yet, the 47.
Sure.
But 46, I edited out 3/4 of it because Trotsky was sitting next to me, totally lipsticking his little pet dogs, like, and I'm sitting there like, God, you know, talking about these serious issues. I mean, I'm not, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, see.
Bad acid. Somebody's talking about this person, this, you know, whatever, George Bush and all this, whatever. And then Trotsky's sitting there, totally humping the entire time, like, and the lipstick. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to post this because it takes away the seriousness of the issue.
Maybe you should have uploaded that video for me.
I already erased it.
What?
Excuse me. Actually, I didn't, but I'm not going to go to put all that work to it.
You can put it on Shocking Tube.
I don't know from Shocking Tube. I went there and I just thought, you know what? I can't handle any more of these fucking tubes. You know what? I'm trying to unclog my hemorrhoid now.
What?
Yes?
What? Richard will put bouncing boobs and fat people porking behind him, but not a dog humping a toy. That's what somebody just said.
Well, because some people don't know the difference between bestiality and love of fat people.
Who's moderating this chat room?
Nobody. I'm not looking at
clearly.
It.
Clearly.
I don't know why people can't figure
needs
it out.
To.
Does
There's
it look like
angry...
I'm moderating? I can't even reach the keyboard like this. I'm beached.
There's a person in there spamming and the Centralized Gay Negress Association.
Oh, God. Who's spamming? Do I have to kick somebody out? Say twat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gay Nigger Association of America.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. I better... I don't want that in here.
Malfeasance.
Who, excuse me? How did you ban him? Did somebody else do it? Who else is my...
Black.
Oh, Andy Melton is there, and he's an operator. Did Andy do it?
Somebody did it.
Andy's there. Ah, you know what? I'm trying to figure out. Are you guys able to Skype with more than 3 people?
I've been trying to figure that out. I think so. I think you can do as many as you want.
I think that we have to, but it doesn't work on my thingamajig because my vagina smells.
Wee.
But see, I think you can get more on the PC, isn't that right? Or I guess it depends on
the way. Madge Weinstein, when is your birthday?
March 30th, next Sunday.
Oh my God. And then mine is on the 23rd of April.
Well, no one cares about your birthday. I'm trying to promote Madge Weinstein's birthday. People need to be buying her things.
No, I want money. I don't want any shit. I want money.
Do you advertise your poop pal?
Yes, it's on the side. Get this gay nigger person off. Say twat. Tell him to say twat, but you can't. I got a permit. Andy, why aren't you banning him? I thought you were going to ban him. Who cares?
I was finna say that.
Yes. Okay, I banned him.
Okay.
Banorama.
I tried to op you. Here, let me. I opped you the other day. I don't know why it doesn't work.
Okay, but what if I don't want to buy you for $500?
Yes.
Excuse me?
On your products. Oh, $1,000. Thank you. So I can do $500.
What are you speaking of products, did you send me them?
Oh, my God. They're sitting right here.
Yeah, what about me, too?
You don't need no
I got one for you, too, you bitch.
Give me my stevia, you whore.
You whore. All right, I'm going to...
You are amazing, Wanda.
Fuck you.
Okay. This always happens. Is this how your life works, too?
You know what? I am a strong...
Black woman.
No. Black woman.
Weak.
Just because you don't get enough free shit. Like, oh, my God.
Now, I have a good question. The other day, I was speaking with somebody who will remain anonymous, and they said,
"What was his name? Andy Mountain?
Look at Free Bradley's photo on the Twitter." And I said, "Oh my, look at that thing!
Oh,
what is
stop.
She thinking?" And then I went on the Facebook, and I seen these photos reminiscent of Peach. The Peach Photo Gallery, remember that?
Okay, listen, I have an interesting guest on.
Peaches, remember Madge.
I'll give you an interesting guest. We're going to play, Peaches are great. We're going to play What's My Line?
Okay.
Give you a hint. Do you have to go to the lake in order to flush the toilet?
What?
I'm asking our guest. We're playing What's My Lives.
Oh, guest? Andy.
Shh. Andy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're playing What's My Line. We're trying to figure out who you are. Do you have to go fill a bucket of water in order to flush the toilet?
Not anymore.
You got it fixed?
Hi.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yay.
Andy,
you sound like you're in a bad mood today. Does that mean you're going to yell at us?
What else is new? I want to see you jumping on that chair again.
Yes. Did you go walking today, Andy? Andy reminds... What?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
See, that's why you're in a bad mood. I know that's...
Walking is not the call. This is not the answer to your obesity.
Hey, Andy, I got to ask you a question.
Do you hear me say sorry, I had to reenact.
Andy.
It's up every time.
Don't listen to the troll. I got to ask you a question. Was that anger for real?
Please don't make fun of him at this time.
Yes.
Please remove him with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly. Please remove it. Please.
The one where
we
can start with this time.
In his movements at this time, and this too is perfectly normal.
Andy, Dr. Liswood made an interesting point. She said you may be even somewhat awkward in this time, and this too is perfectly normal.
Well, Dr. Liswood can get fucked.
He is just a rebel, Andy.
And that way will not be able to have any children.
Rebel.
But he's a perfectly normal male.
Rambo.
Dr. Liswood, Dr. Listwood, she can't come to the phone. She says, you're unable to produce sperm cells like a perfectly normal male, but in all other ways, you are perfectly normal, except for the fact that you weigh 800 lelbs.
Lelbs?
They hear me then.
Russell.
So, Andy, what'd you buy me for my birthdays?
Not a goddamn thing, you bitch. What'd you buy me?
Hemorrhoid cream.
Dude. I think you just need more fiber.
I need some hemorrhoid cream. Actually,
maybe we can share a vet, you and me.
We can share my tux pads that I got the other day.
You did not buy tux pads.
Do you have hemorrhoids?
How could you live in a small town like you and buy tux pads? Wouldn't you be humiliated?
No, I had dad to do it.
I was going to say.
You told your father you had the roids.
Yeah, why not?
Oh. No wonder he hates you.
But are they big enough for, I mean, how big are your hemorrhoids?
Pancake size?
Like a pea.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, I don't believe that.
More
I
like
think
a bastard like a, bowl.
Like a kumquat.
Kumquat? How big is a kumquat?
It's like the size of your balls.
I don't got none.
Au contraire. Nice face, tranny.
I ain't no tranny. You're all full of all kind of insult today. Can we have some more vowel sounds from Cheryl now?
Can you hear me now?
Who's Cooter Pie? Who is that? Who are you?
Your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating
more than you.
Where does that come from?
Wait.
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer.
Pie says he's Fausto.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch. Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer. I will go off on your ass.
Oh. Hello.
What hurts?
Hello.
Oh, who's the one?
Chris.
Nobody loves
He's
me.
Not able to produce sperm cells.
Oh, stop.
And in that way will not... The sexual attraction is normal. Sudden fright. Tight
Cry for help.
Please, don't worry. Horseback riding. She's not sick. She's perfectly normal.
Well, it's about that time I've got to go. It was very enjoyable.
You're not going anywhere.
Don't be concerned.
Leather tranny.
Yeah, I need to go too, because today is the day that I have to go to that place that Wanda was asking me about, and I have to co-host the meeting of dually diagnosed obese people who also have hair lips.
Oh, well, good luck on that. Good luck, and we'll talk soon, baby.
Yes, are we? Yes.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye, Andy. Don't kill yourself. Bye.
Night.
Okay, well, hopefully he won't kill himself. And I need to play a song. I don't know why I always feel cunt. Cunt? What? Cunt-sticked? Cunt-something. Play a song. Cheryl and her vowels. It's too much. It's too many vowels. Uh-oh, something's getting stuck. Don't fail me now, Guy Tunes. God darn it to hell, why is it getting stuck? Booey. Okay, quit the Skype. Make sure you take some lip chap for the hair lip cream. That's fabulous advice. Fabulous. Okay, iTunes is... Oh, no, it's not dead. Bring all to front. Okay, iTunes is dead. Okay, so that ruins my shows. No, it doesn't. Okay, hold down. Hold down. Gosh, hold on, let me find something to play for you. Din 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 din. Since I'm looking for Zapata George, we will play this song. Zapata George still hasn't gotten back to me.
And so you can all go get fucked in twice and your mother smells and eat it out. Twice Thursday. Bye. Let me fart and then I'll hang up the program. I mean the microphone.
From the uterus
and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's normal.
Please don't be concerned.
Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.